Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance. They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1770.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They did such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
It's Monday, July 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host. For the next several days, Harrison Smith is taking a much-deserved vacation. We got great guests coming up and unprecedented news. It's absolutely unbelievable the way the world is unfolding. Perhaps unraveling is an even better word to describe it. It does seem like things are falling apart just as they are coming together for the Trump campaign. I cannot believe everything that has developed in the news over the course of the last several weeks. And I think the craziest part about it is that it's all about to get even crazier. I mean, let's just take a 30,000-foot view for a second and analyze everything that's happened over the course of the last several years. First, there was this election that was stolen in 2020 by the gerontocracy, oldest man ever elected president, Joe Biden. Then after it's stolen, there's this staged insurrection backed by the feds and Antifa, which is basically a branch of the federal government at this point. Blamed on the Trump campaign. Then there were these prosecutions of Trump and all of his supporters. People like Steve Bannon and Owen Schroyer and others go to jail. Countless prosecutions of Trump, 34 convictions for bogus, trumped up charges. They tried to silence him by taking him off every social media platform. They tried to totally control all social media platforms until Elon Musk came in and bought Twitter to turn it into X. And since canceling Trump didn't work, and since prosecuting Trump didn't work, they all backfired. We saw the attempt on Donald Trump's life with this assassination attempt. We saw blatant evidence of Joe Biden's cognitive decline on June 27th on that debate, proving to the Democrats for the first time their base, who had been protected by a Democratic bubble of ignorance from the awareness, knowledge, or just ability to admit that Joe Biden was suffering from some sort of severe cognitive decline. Finally, it was too much to take, beyond reasonable doubt, and Joe Biden proved himself unfit to be president and unfit to be the candidate for the president of the United States of America. And like I said, there was this assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life, which the more time goes by, the more things are analyzed, the more details that come out, becomes increasingly bizarre, increasingly alarming. And now finally we have Joe Biden stepping out of the race in what honestly yesterday seemed in retrospect like a soft coup, and maybe it wasn't. But I'm looking at the great work of Robert Barnes and analyzing some of the details here about how he suddenly gets COVID. Donald Trump, of course, saying it wasn't even COVID. He disappears. Nobody's even seen Joe Biden for like 4 or 5 days now at this point. Maybe he'll make a statement today. And then reports after he announced that he was withdrawing from the race yesterday, reports that Jill Biden was snapping for 2 hours in the White House in a fury, in a rage. And if Joe Biden had made this decision, then why is it that Jill Biden has been cited as saying, I will never forgive them? yesterday in a rage in the White House. Never forgive who for what? Who did what? Was Joe Biden pressured to withdraw? Did they hijack his social media accounts, transfer all of the money to a new campaign, and just announce that he was resigning, knowing that he didn't have the capacity or the ability or the political will or even the physical presence in the White House to dispute this resignation, forcing him to step out of the race? It seems like yesterday we might have actually witnessed a soft coup. And there have been some bizarre details that have come out in the last 24 hours that imply to us even more that this was, in fact, a soft coup. Namely, in clip number four here, Biden campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond, acting as if he wasn't going to resign as late as yesterday morning on national television. Let's run clip number four.
Congressman, we heard, as you know, before you from two allies of Joe Biden who have now changed their position. And we now look at the tally of roughly 40 lawmakers who have called for Joe Biden to step aside. Clearly, leadership is setting up a permission structure for lawmakers to come out and say these things. Has Joe Biden lost control of the Democratic Party?
No, he's not. And he's heard those concerns. And I want to be crystal clear. He's made a decision. And that decision is to accept the nomination and run for re-election, win re-election. And I think that there are those out there that need to hear it again, that he made a decision. He's going to be the candidate. He's going to be the next president. And now it's time to focus on the threat that Donald Trump poses and what the extreme agenda is on the other side.
Even more bizarre than the fact that his campaign co-chair thought that he was going to stay in the race yesterday is that suddenly Biden's schedule was wiped completely clean this week. All of his appointments, plans, meetings, calls, what have you, all completely wiped for this entire week. And maybe he's just so sick that he can't do any of these calls. Maybe he truly is on death's door, as Frank Biden, Joe Biden's brother, says that Joe dropped out because of health and maybe near death's door. But let's take a look at this short clip here. Clip number one of Joe Biden's schedule for the next week, literally blank.
Well, the staff wasn't totally blindsided, Jesse. They had a 1 minute heads up. We are told that President Biden convened a group of senior staff from the White House and the campaign, and they were told at 1:45 that he was changing his mind, going to drop out. The public announcement, when we all found out, was 1:46 p.m. And just in the last few minutes, we were told that President Biden has no public events on his schedule for tomorrow. And then the rest of the week is just blank. They are trying to figure out what exactly to do with him. But it seems like the plan with announcing this is put it out the way that they did, paper statement, don't actually see or hear from the president, and then figure out a time midweek to have him come back here, or maybe they're going to do something in Wilmington, Delaware.
I can't even believe it. I mean, it was obvious that he was going to withdraw from the race eventually, that there was going to be so much pressure. But the way that this was done is incredibly bizarre to me. And what's even more amazing about this is that Alex Jones actually did predict it to the day on July 9th and July 3rd. That a decision would be made to drop out on the 20th, and that as late as the 21st, the actual withdrawal would take place. But the nature of the way this played out yesterday implies to me that Joe Biden may not have actually approved of it, that Jill Biden certainly didn't approve of it, that this might have been a soft coup by Vice President Kamala Harris. And we saw some other bizarre behavior as well from the surrounding Democratic influencers and leadership in the context of this withdrawal. Namely, we saw the Obamas come out with a statement where they did not specifically endorse Kamala Harris, even though Joe Biden's campaign did specifically endorse Kamala Harris. Joe Biden comes out and says, I give my full support and endorsement of Kamala Harris to be the candidate for president of the United States representing the Democratic Party. But the Obamas came out and specifically said they look forward to seeing or they support an open and transparent process with this convention. in their fairly long-winded statement. The Clintons, however, did come out and endorse Kamala Harris. It was a joint statement from Bill and Hillary Clinton. But I still suspect that Hillary Clinton is going to be running at this open convention. I think we might even see a Michelle Obama running at this open convention. It is not a coincidence that Hillary Clinton decides to come out with a book and have an entire book tour scheduled ahead of this withdrawal that lines up perfectly with campaign events if she was to run for president. So we're going to see a lot of interesting things develop over the next several weeks. We're going to see a very interesting convention, but I don't think that Kamala Harris is a shoe-in here, folks. I think we could see a lot at play at this convention in August. But obviously all of the memes, all of the news has come out just highlighting how incompetent and unpopular Kamala Harris is. Obviously, she was among, if not the absolute least popular presidential candidate in the primary in 2020, which was one of the reasons everyone was so surprised, other than the DEI variable, that Joe Biden even selected her to be the vice presidential candidate with him because she was so unpopular. I think she won zero states out of 50 in the primary for the Democratic nomination in 2020. And it's really obvious to see why it is that she's so unpopular, because time and time again, we see clip after clip of how totally incompetent she is. I mean, let's not forget the last time Kamala tried to be president, what Tulsi Gabbard did to her on stage. This is clip number two. I just want to run this for memory's sake. Clip number two.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president. But I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Absolutely embarrassing for Kamala Harris there. Tulsi Gabbard was censored massively after this. We famously remember that Google took down all of her search ads after that amazing performance in that debate, sabotaging her entire campaign. She sued, I believe. I don't know what the results of that lawsuit were. But yeah, that's a historic moment in a Democratic primary debate. And look at what RFK had to say just yesterday. I think he spoke at 5 p.m. Eastern time yesterday about Kamala's abysmal performance as a political leader. This is clip number five.
You mentioned Kamala Harris is who you said that the Democratic Party appeared poised to put into that position. You were critical there, obviously, of President Biden's policy. What, if anything, is different? How do you compare yourself to Kamala Harris if she does become the Democratic nominee for president?
Well, I think, Kamala Harris is the party of war. She is she's a war hawk. The Democratic Party was always the peace party. Kamala Harris is a war hawk on Ukraine. She's a war hawk on China. I think that we should be figuring out ways to coexist with the rest of the world as best we can. Of course, we need to protect our national security. I think she's not going to do anything about the national deficit. I've never heard her speak about the chronic disease epidemic. I think she's a product of the corporate control of our democracy. And she's one of the authors of, in terms of civil rights, she has one of the worst civil rights record of any public official. She's the author of one of the primary authors of the school to prison pipeline. She kept 5,000 people despite a Supreme Court order that she released 5,000 prisoners of nonviolent drug crimes who were illegally in California jails. She kept them in there saying that we needed them for firefighting and for other public work services. And that's just a modern version of indentured servitude, a modern version of slavery. She was one of the two leading public officials in California, which now has the worst education system, 49th in education outcomes in the country. 50% of the homeless people in our country are in California, and she was behind those policies. Oh, I don't think she has a good I don't think, in terms of the traditional Democratic principles, I don't think she has a credible record.
Now, we know that Donald Trump knew this was going to happen because of that leaked video from him sitting in the golf cart immediately after the abysmal debate performance on June 27th, saying that it's going to be Kamala. We know that Biden's made the decision to back out. And he knew ahead of time, so his campaign had this hilarious and terrifying ad prepared. This is clip number 6, Deep Thoughts with Kamala Harris.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
So the importance of community banks is they are as they are called. They're in the community, led by members of the community. They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
Space is exciting.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
Unbelievable. Cackling Kamala, losing her mind. And it's no surprise then when we see clips like this from AOC. This is clip number 3. I'm sure we aired it last week, saying that there was a lot of reluctance internally among Democrats about Kamala even being the candidate at all. They want to remove the entire ticket, not just Joe Biden, but Kamala Harris as well. This entire administration has been a disaster. Nobody has any faith in Kamala Harris, just as all the leftist influencers like Harry Sisson and others have expressed faux enthusiasm behind Joe Biden over the course of the last several months. So they are expressing faux enthusiasm about Kamala Harris now, but this is what's really going on. Clip 3.
And I'm going to say what a lot of these folks aren't saying. I'm just going to say it. If you think that there is consensus among the people who want Joe Biden to leave, that they will support Kamala, Vice President Harris, you would be mistaken. And I'm going to say that because if they're going to come out and say all their little things on background off the record, but they're not going to be fully honest, I'm going to be honest for them. I'm in these rooms. I see what they say in conversations. A lot of them are not just interested in removing the president. They are interested in removing the whole ticket.
So we've got
your
Frank
reaction,
Biden,
Jack Posobiec,
Joe Biden's brother, saying that Joe dropped out because of health and maybe near death's door. Joe Biden's brother, Frank, has confirmed that the president has dropped out of the 2024 presidential race due to health concerns. Frank Biden spoke to CBS News and said that he was incredibly proud of his brother, calling him a hero. In doing so, however, Frank Biden appeared to suggest that his brother's health may be significantly worsening, using the ominous phrase, whatever time we have left. Biden's brother, Frank, says Biden's declining health absolutely played a considerable role in the decision to drop out of the presidential race, something the Biden administration has consistently denied. Quote, selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero, country over self. It sounds corny in our cynical political environment, but neither he nor I are cynical. The goal remains the same, defeat Trump and continue the work Joe has done. My hope is that the party rallies around this heroic act. And that's really alarming to hear from his own brother, especially using the phrase, whatever time we have left. Frankly, folks, I would be surprised if Joe Biden even draws breath by the time this election occurs on November 5th. I give him to the end of August. before he's dead. And I'm not calling on violence. I hope nothing happens to him. I hope he's okay. I hope he lives to see prosecution and jail for a little bit before natural causes come knocking at the door. But it's very possible that Joe Biden made the decision and his campaign made the decision after this abysmal debate on June 27th to withdraw from the race. But they knew that they had to deny that they were leaving. They knew they had to wait to leave, because if he would have withdrawn from the race immediately after this debate performance, because the debate performance proved that he has dementia, severe cognitive decline, it's not just being old and slow and getting mixed up every once in a while. I mean, the guy is obviously not all there. We all know this now. Even people on the left know it, regardless of whether they admit it or not. If he would have withdrawn at that time for that reason, then it would have been obvious that they need to use the 25th Amendment against him. It would have been obvious that they need to remove him from the presidency, because if you are incapable of running for the president of the United States because you are suffering from cognitive decline, then you are incapable of being the president of the United States because you are suffering of cognitive decline. So they could not withdraw from the race immediately after this last debate. Otherwise, there would have been a forced resignation from the presidency. And so this has been an attempt to withdraw for other reasons, any reason other than cognitive decline. So we're going to see from them this week. They might come out and say, oh, he's withdrawing because the numbers simply show he wasn't going to win. And so we wanted to save the party and the country, which is akin to some of the remarks that were made in the statement that was released by Joe Biden yesterday, though we don't know for sure whether it was actually released by Joe Biden. His campaign released it with his signature underlined. And it's difficult, if not impossible, to find any other example of Joe Biden underlining his campaign, his signature on any other document, but it was underlined in this signature for some reason. But he withdraws yesterday, and he cites that he wants Trump to lose. He cites that this is the best thing for the party and for the country, implying that the reason that he's withdrawing from the race is because he doesn't think that he could win against Trump, not because of cognitive impairment or health reasons or any other issues, but basically implying that this is all just a legitimate political strategy to ensure that Trump doesn't win on November 5th. But we may also see this continue to unfold as evidence comes out, as other details come out, that the real reason is he's lost his mind. That the real reason is he's got dementia. Parkinson's, other forms of dementia. I mean, the guy is just breaking down like an old car. And my prediction here is that we're going to see Kamala Harris as president of the United States by the time of the election. I do believe that she will be the sitting president of the United States when the election happens on November 5th. I do believe that she will lose. I don't even know if she's going to be the candidate or the nominee. I still think that Roger Stone may be right that it's going to be Michelle Obama. I think Hillary Clinton's going to gun for it as well. I don't think Gavin Newsom's going to gun for it this time, but next time I do. I think she might select Pete Buttigieg as his as her vice presidential candidate, if it even gets to that point where she's able to pick a VP. That's why we've seen him in the media. But there's going to be some definite drama over the course of the next several weeks that is going to make the last month, I think, seem very vanilla. Folks, we're about ready to come up on a break. And I want to plug Joint Relief Max, as well as the organic ashwagandha with black pepper. We are really pushing the InfoWars MD products right now, not only because these are great products, highest quality products, but because it is now more important than ever that you support InfoWars in order to keep us on the air. We are at a very pivotal time in the history of InfoWars, and if we don't show profitability over the course of the next 30 to 90 days, we will be shut down before this election even unfolds. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Try Joint Relief Max. Try organic ashwagandha with black pepper and be the reason we are on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is a make-it-or-break-it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock. Limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough, that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief, huge bottle of it, you know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max, InfoWars MD. Prostate support, already mentioned that. This is just a top formula, super high quality, organic. Nerve Renew, amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost, Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus, and something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber, a super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live.
Welcome
right now
back.
And dot video.
The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, hosting the show this morning. We've got a great guest coming up. 10 a.m. Central. Great news to cover over the course of the next 90 minutes. Until that occurs, RFK Jr. says Vance is CIA, despite having a former CIA member running his own campaign. Look, I know RFK Jr. seems like a nice guy. He probably is a nice guy. My mom met him at some event. They had a good rapport many years ago. It's a funny family story that's been told for years. Sure, he's a nice guy. Joe Rogan obviously likes him. He had a guest on his show a couple of weeks ago. Forgive me, I can't remember the name of the guest, who started to kind of make fun of RFK Jr.'s voice. Tyler Fisher was his name. Joe Rogan just says, don't do that. chiding him as if it was poor taste. And it probably is poor taste to make fun of somebody for their immutable characteristics. I'm sure that he's a nice guy. But I do not trust this guy as far as I could throw him. And I'm not a very strong guy. I couldn't throw him far. I could probably beat Destiny or Harry Sisson in a duel. But beyond that, my strength is very limited. And the fact that this man not only hires former CIA to run his campaign, but allows former CIA, and I say former CIA with quotes because once you're CIA, you're always CIA. Once you're an asset, you're always an asset. Even the CIA says this. Once you're an asset, you're always an asset. That's your identity now. He not only hires former CIA to run his campaign, but he lets this woman marry into his family. And I can't imagine ever hiring CIA to work for me, ever allowing former CIA even into my house. There's like one or two people that I know that have ever worked for the CIA or the FBI in any capacity that I would even let around my family. And that's with some reluctance. Just because this institution is so corrupt, it's apparent that it's one of the most sophisticated, largest, well-funded, well-organized terrorist organizations in the history of the planet. I mean, coup after coup. But can you imagine the organization responsible for the assassination of two of your close family members and then allowing someone who was a member working for that organization to not only manage your political campaign, but to marry your son, to me seems incredibly alarming. And then the audacity to come out and say that Vance is CIA after you've hired CIA to run your campaign is just overwhelmingly alarming to me. I cannot fathom that level of audacity. And so maybe he is a nice guy, and maybe he's actually a good guy. But whether he knows it or not, the CIA is absolutely running his campaign, absolutely spying on his campaign, absolutely sabotaging his campaign. I mean, the fact that he ran as a Democrat against Joe Biden, was manipulated and coerced off of the ballot in the primary elections in major states, if not all the states, forcing him to run as an independent, all in the context of us knowing now that the CIA knew at the very beginning of this process that Joe Biden wasn't even going to be the candidate. Predictions from years ago, Roger Stone and others, Alex Jones and others, saying that Joe Biden isn't even going to be the candidate. Everybody knew, but they wouldn't let him run on the ballot. He is totally compromised. And I am very concerned that there is a major opportunity for RFK coming up at this open convention next month, this virtual, bizarre, late-in-the-game convention next month, for him to be the candidate. Because if RFK Jr. is the candidate against Donald Trump, I believe that is going to be a very difficult race in the general election, despite all of the amazing developments in this process that are really going toward Donald Trump's favor. I mean, imagine RFK Jr. running against Donald Trump in the general election. All of those Trump supporters who feel concerned and disenfranchised with Operation Warp Speed and the vaccines, RFK Jr. is like a really good alternative for those who don't look into it, for those who don't know any better, for those who don't realize that he's a CIA plant or a CIA operative, despite the fact that this organization has murdered several members of his family. And one of Donald Trump's greatest strengths is that he is perceived as a political outsider, despite the fact that he has already been the president of the United States. He is still not perceived by either the right or the left as a politician. The left perceives him as a celebrity madman, rogue lunatic. The right perceives him as a political outsider. He is the populist president who's running as a Republican in name only against the establishment. He is a representative of the people versus the political class. That is his strength. But if you have this RFK Jr. run, whose family has been assassinated by the political establishment, who has been forced to run as an independent because no party will accept him, then you have a political outsider versus a political outsider, one who has been staunchly against the vaccines versus one who has been staunchly supportive of the vaccines. This is a very concerning development. He could have a major in. And I know that the establishment doesn't want him. He's going to have a hard time winning over these delegates. I don't think that he's going to be the candidate, but I am very uncomfortable at this political climate now, because anyone who runs against Donald Trump is a greater threat to Donald Trump than Joe Biden. And so we have seen a very concerning development this weekend in that Joe Biden is no longer in this race because Joe Biden was our best shot. Now, we still got a better shot than anybody else. Trump is still leading in the polls by wide margins, but we have to run this race and we have to act and behave. The Trump campaign has to act and behave. The Republican Party has to act and behave as if we are 10 points behind because you have to crush your enemy entirely. Otherwise, they will come back to bite you. They will overcome you. They will defeat you in the end. It's not over till the fat lady sings. The deal isn't closed until the money is in the bank. And so I hope Donald Trump campaigns harder than ever. I hope we campaign harder than ever, make calls, knock on doors, and fight the good fight. Now, today we have more developments regarding this assassination, which is the real news that we should be focusing on. We should be focusing on the assassination attempt of Donald Trump by the deep state just over a week or two ago. Gosh, time just flies. Because there's a major hearing today, and this withdrawal from this race of Joe Biden is something everybody knew was going to happen, and it's now monopolizing the conversation on major media outlets, whether print or on cable or satellite television. All the major networks are talking about this withdrawal. All the influencers are speculating about whether or not this was a soft coup, whether or not Joe Biden even withdrew. And now everyone's talking about whether or not he's going to resign from the presidency as well. But nobody is talking about the assassination anymore. And that's a shame because that is the story, not only of the year, not only of the decade, but one of the stories, one of the major stories of the century. And the fact is that by virtue of the deep state attempting to take the life of former President Donald Trump, that should be the only variable necessary for him to win. It should be game over already. There should be no hope for any other candidate already. As soon as that bullet nicked him in the ear, this campaign should have been over. It should have been just assured and known and guaranteed that Donald Trump would be the United States president once again. But unfortunately, the way our media outlets work, the way clickbait works, the way social media works, we are seeing the mainstream corporate, political, private press successfully shift the conversation, successfully change the conversation away from the fact that the government attempted to take the life of President Trump to this new hot story of the withdrawal of Joe Biden, of the candidacy of Kamala Harris, of her outstanding leadership and rhetoric over the course of the last several years, of her amazing and astounding career, of her stunning bravery as a woman, as a black woman, as a diversity, equity, and inclusion hire, of her astounding performance against all odds, fighting against the glass ceiling, breaking through to the other side like Jim Morrison in some MK Ultra trip. But we cannot let them shift this conversation away from the fact that our own government tried to kill President Trump because they want to kill and subjugate all of us. More details on this on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is a no-brainer. everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. HerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Back to the American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Secret Service head Cheadle says agency totally responsible for security at Trump's Butler, Pennsylvania rally. It was nobody else's responsibility but Secret Service to keep Donald Trump safe at his recent rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, confirmed Kim Cheadle, current head of Secret Service. In an interview with CNN, Cheadle admitted that the agency she oversees was totally responsible for security at the rally, which saw a gunman fire at Trump from around 150 yards away, injuring his ear and several rally attendees, one of whom was killed. Quote, at that particular site, we divided up areas of responsibility, but the Secret Service is totally responsible for the design and implementation and the execution, good use of words, of the site, Cheadle confessed. Now, we saw reports from Dan Bongino last week. Obviously, he's former Secret Service. He would have good sources on the inside who he would not disclose. But he said an unimpeachable source. He told this to Don Jr. An unimpeachable source told him that there was supposed to be a post on the roof where the shooter allegedly was. That post wasn't there for whatever reason. And that Mayorkas told Cheadle that she had to cover up that fact if she expected or hoped to keep her job. And we've seen more and more bizarre developments. I'm going to play clip 26 here in a second. For example, the shooter flew a drone over the rally right before Trump took the stage. And other bizarre developments as well. Apparently, there was a stand down that was ordered. Apparently, they were ordered not to shoot. Apparently, they had their eyes on him for as long as 26 minutes or so, scoping him out before he fired the first shots. They knew he was there before Trump went on stage. They didn't say anything to Trump about it. Trump said that they didn't say anything to him about it. Bizarre developments. Let's run 26 and unpack it.
Hi, Eric. Good afternoon. A source familiar with the investigation tells me that, look, it took a single shot to kill the would-be assassin Thomas Crooks. And that shot came from a Secret Service counter sniper that the source says it was, he described the shot as a one in a million type of shot. This, the counter sniper could only see the top of the scope, his eye and forehead, because the lip of the AGR building that Crooks was on was obscuring that view. We're also told a local police sniper took a single shot as well, but missed. Remember, this building was about 150 yards away from where the former president was standing on that stage, and it had a clear line of sight to the former president. Federal law enforcement sources tell Fox that while Crooks snuck up on that roof, a Butler Township Emergency Services Unit sniper team was looking out of the windows of that same building, watching for any suspicious activity. So how did Crooks get on that roof? Federal law enforcement sources tell Fox that it was initially thought he brought a ladder. However, no ladder was found on site, and we're now told the more likely scenario is that Crooks hid his father's AR-15 near an AC unit, and then he climbed onto that AC unit to get up onto the roof of the AGR building. This, as the Wall Street Journal is now reporting, the shooter was able to fly a drone above the rally site earlier that day. The predetermined flight path, the journal reports, indicates that he flew the drone more than once to scope out the site. A federal law enforcement source tells Fox the Secret Service was not flying a drone over the rally that day. Senator Josh Hawley says multiple whistleblowers with direct knowledge have come forward saying the rally was being treated as a loose security event.
Apparently, law enforcement notified Secret Service about the shooter before the assassination attempt. So why wasn't Trump immediately evacuated? More details about the bungled security setup at Donald Trump's recent rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, have emerged to suggest that Secret Service stood down and did nothing after being notified that there was an individual with a weapon perched atop the American Glass Research Facility just 150 yards away from where Trump was speaking. We've got Senator Ron Johnson sharing his preliminary findings in his investigation into the attempted assassination of President Trump. I'm just going to read these. He had a couple of bullet point items. One, Secret Service did not attend a security briefing provided to local special weapons and tactics, SWAT, and sniper teams the morning of July 13th, 2024. Two, local law enforcement notified command about Crooks prior to the shooting and received confirmation that Secret Service was aware of the notification. Secret Service was initially not going to send snipers to the rally, according to local law enforortment. So imagine if they were unable to neutralize this threat. And it seems to me that this was not something that should just be written off simply as incompetence. I know that Cheadle was obviously a diversity, equity, and inclusion hire. I know that we've showed videos on this network, and there's been reporting that she was adamant about ramping up the number of females represented in the Secret Service, which is really antithetical to the nature of the most competent security possible. I mean, men and women are equal, but they're not congruent, right? They're different skills, different interests, different personality types, different strengths and weaknesses. It adds up to equal value. They're equal, but not congruent, not the same. And when it comes to security, it's just simply the case that you don't want to have a 5'4" stout woman protecting a 6'3" somewhat behemoth of a man. It just doesn't make any physical sense. I mean, imagine if he had collapsed, who would have carried him? Who would have had the strength to move him around? And so when you have diversity, equity, and inclusion in place in any institution, it's going to manifest in, if not incompetence, total lack of trust. I mean, if I would have had to go into major heart surgery in the 90s and there was a black man operating on my heart, I wouldn't have had a second thought about it in the 90s. But now that I know that all of our major institutions are implementing diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, whenever I see a black pilot or a black heart surgeon or a black brain surgeon or a female this or a female that, I wonder in the back of my mind if that person got the job because they're the best for the job or if they got the job because of their immutable characteristic. I mean, it's obvious that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire. It's obvious that that man who was stealing the luggage, the transgender man with the bizarre shaved head that looks like the alien from The Fifth Element, was a diversity, equity, and inclusion hire. It's obvious that Secretary of Health is a diversity, equity, and inclusion hire. These are people who are hired because of their immutable characteristics, not despite their immutable characteristics. Same with Karine Jean-Pierre. Oh, my goodness. She's black and she's a lesbian. She'd be great. No. You have to hire the best person for the job. There's no doubt in my mind. It's 100% obvious that Jen Psaki, as abysmal and terrible as it was to watch her lie on behalf of the dementia in chief, was competent at her job, and she was replaced by a diversity hire totally incapable of performing the duties of the office of the Secretary of the Press. And in fact, I love the videos where Don Jr. and others have called for Alex Jones to be the press secretary. In fact, we should run that clip if I can find it on my clip sheet. There's just so many clips here. We have over 62 clips in the folder today. But the point is, diversity, equity, inclusion is a problem, but it is not sufficient of enough of a problem to explain what happened on July 13th. Keep in mind, J13 is everything that they said, the left said J6 was. This was a staged stand down, a coup. The Post wasn't there on the roof, was supposed to be there, and now they're covering it up. The reason no one has been fired from the Secret Service on any level, at any serious capacity, at all, whatsoever, is because the establishment, Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and others understand that these positions are the leverage. This payroll is the leverage. If you want to keep everybody quiet, if you want to silence whistleblowers, then you can't fire them. Because once they're fired, they have nothing to lose. If you fire Cheadle, she'll come out and say what really happened. If you fire other leadership or members of Secret Service, they'll come out and say what really happened. So they've kept everyone on the payroll in order to cover up for the fact that this was an inside job. This was an intentional stand down with an MKUltra shooter on the roof. I mean, in just the report that we just showed you, they said that there were people in the same building that the shooter was atop of. And I don't know what that roof was made out of. It looks like it might have been even aluminum or some sort of metal material. Have you ever heard anybody walk on a metal roof while you're in a building or crawl around on a metal roof while you're in a building? There is no way that there was anyone in that building that did not hear someone scooting around, walking around, moving around atop that roof. They knew he was there before Trump even took the stage. He was flying drones. There was notification. There were warnings about this, and they let it happen. This was a stand down. And I'm sorry, folks, but incompetence is not a good enough explanation for what happened. This was the enabling, the complicity of a shooter to take the life of the president of the United States. And it is the greatest story of the century. And we cannot allow ourselves to be distracted by a president withdrawing from a race or any other stupid piece of news that we're going to hear until November 5th. This is the only story that matters. Everything else is a distraction. They tried to kill President Trump because they want to kill and subjugate us. And we have to focus on that incessantly until he retakes the White House in January. All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.